I was born in Dublin, and I stayed there till I was 6 years of age when the family moved to Liverpool. And I stayed in Liverpool from the age of six till I was about 22 when I returned to Ireland. Why am I telling you this? Well, I can remember as a youngster, first of all, before we left Dublin, singing and playing street songs with our neighbours' children. And I can remember the same applying in Liverpool when we arrived, singing and playing Liverpool street songs. This next track started life, I'm told, as a Belfast street song, but lots of people in Dublin say it's a Dublin street song. It's a street song, right? I'll tell me ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. Nothing changes. Here's Patsy Whatcorn. Take a listen.
I'll tell me ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pulled my hair, stole my comb, but well, that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is a curtain, one, two, three, please won't you tell me who is she? Albert Mooney said enough, sir, all the boys are fighting for her. They knock at the door, ringing the bell, say no, my true love, fare you well. Out she comes as white as snow, rings on her fingers, bells on her toes. How Johnny Morrissey said he'd die if he didn't get the fellow with the roving eye. I tell me, ma, when I go home, the boys won't play if the girls are alone. Pull my hair and stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is a curtain, one, two, three, please won't you tell me who is she? Let the wind and the rain and the hail blow high, and the snow come tumbling from the sky. She's as sweet as apple pie, she'll get her own lot by and by. When she gets a lad of her own, she won't tell her ma till she gets home. Let them all come as they will, for it's Albert Mooney, she looks still. I tell me ma when I go home, the boys won't play with the girls alone. Pull my hair and stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home. She's handsome, she's pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. She's a curtain, one, two, three, please won't you tell me who is she? Tell me ma when I go home, the boys won't play with the girls alone. Pull my hair and stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home. She's handsome, she's pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. She's a curtain, one, two, three, please won't you tell me who is she? She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is the curtain, one, two, three, please won't you tell me who is she?
Oh, that was short and sweet ending, was it not? Patsy Whatcorn and I'll tell me ma when I go home. I've told you quite often on Sounds Irish that we, as we were growing up, we used to have hoolies. Not every week, but well, every second or third week on a Sunday evening. This was before we had television. Joe used to play the piano and everybody in the family had to do their own little bit, whether it was a song or a monologue or whatever. But around Christmas time and during holiday time, we'd invite some of the neighbours to come in and join us. And there was one particular neighbour of ours used to sing this next song. She was a lovely old lady, very quiet and had a sweet voice. She used to sing this song now that I'm going to play for you, sung here by Frank McCafferty.
When the golden sun sinks in the west, and the toil of a long day is o'er, though the road may be long, in the lilt of the song I forget I was weary before. Far ahead, where the blue shadows fall, I shall come to contentment and rest. And the toils of the day will be all charmed away. in my little gray home in the west. There are hands that will welcome me in. There are lips I am burning to kiss. There are two eyes that shine just because they are mine, and a thousand things other men miss. It's a corner of heaven itself, though it's only a tumble-down nest. But with love brooding there, why no place can compare with my little gray home in the west. But with love brooding there, why no place can compare with my little gray home in the west.
Ah, happy days. Frank McCaffrey and My Little Gray Home in the West. Now, I haven't played this song for quite some time, and I want you to listen because I wonder if, like me, you think it sounds like the Scottish song On the Bonny Banks of Loch Lomond. It's called Red is the Rose. Red is the rose that in yonder garden grows, and fair is the lily of the valley. It's a rather longer track again than we usually have, but it's too good to fade. And see what you think about the melody. Is it Loch Lomond? Whatever it is, it's nice.
Come over the hills, my bonny Irish lass. Come over the hills to your darling. You choose the road, love, and I'll make the vow, and I'll be your true. Oh, sunny Irish lassie, but my heart is breaking forever. Red is the rose that in yonder garden grows, fair is the lily. But my love is fairer than any. Red is the rose that in yonder garden grows. Fair is the lily.
And now my favourite Irish duo, Foster and Allan, and they're singing a song from Bonnie Scotland, Bonnie Mary of Argyle. And I'll be a bit cheeky on this one. I'll dedicate this to any Mary that's listening to me.
I have heard the mavis singing his love song to the morn. I have seen the dewdrop clinging to the rose just newly born. But a sweeter song has cheered me at the evening's gentle close. And I've seen an eye still brighter than the dewdrop on the rose. 'Twas thy voice, my gentle Mary, and thine artless winning smile that has made this world a Eden. Though thy voice may lose its sweetness, and thine eye its brightness too, though thy step may lack its fleetness, and thy hair its sunny hue, still to me wilt thou be dearer than all the world shall own. I have loved thee for thy beauty, but not for that alone. I have sought thy heart, dear Mary, and its goodness was the wine that has made thee mine forever. Bonnie Mary of Argyle.
Well, Mary, that was for you. Foster and Allan and Bonnie Mary of Argyle. I've been lucky, friends. I've been a musician for, well, most of my life, except for the first 8 years or so. And one of the joys musically for me, and among many joys in my hometown here of Bray, is to provide the music in my local church. I play the organ and I train the choir. And I also play the organ for weddings and funerals and other such church ceremonies. Last year, a friend of mine went to God. But before he passed away, he had two requests. One, that Joe Bollard would do the music at his funeral. And secondly, when the remains are being brought from the church, he said, I want Joe to sing Fiddler's Green. Frank was an avid fisherman. He loved to go out and, with the boats and go fishing. I live on, as I say, in Bray, right on the seashore. So there's lots of opportunities for fishing. And as I say, he wanted me to sing this song. And every time I hear this song, I smile to myself. Frank is up there in heaven with God, smiling down as we listen to Patsy Whatcorn and Fiddler's Green. And if you listen to the lyrics, you'll get the reason why.
As I walked by the dockside one evening so fair, to view the salt waters and take the salt air, I heard an old fisherman singing a song. Oh, take me away, buys me time, it's not long. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the dockside be seen. Just tell me, oh shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Now Fiddler's Green is a place I heard tell, where fishermen go if they don't go to hell, where the skies are all clear and the dolphins do play, and the cold coast of Greenland is far, far away. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Where the skies are all clear and there's never a gale, and the fish jump on board with a swish of their tail, where you lie at your leisure, there's no work to do, and the skipper's below making tea for the crew. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I've seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. When you get back on dock and the long journey's true, there's pubs and there's clubs and there's lassies there too, where the girls are all pretty and the beer it is free, and those bottles of rum growing from every tree. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Now I don't want a harp nor a halo, not me. Just give me a breeze and a good rolling sea, and I'll play me old squeeze box as we sail along, with the wind in the rigging to sing me a song. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green.
I've told you countless times on Sounds Irish, my friends, how I spent 7 happy years working with the band in Ballina, County Mayo. Working with the band, I had the opportunity to travel, to visit places I would never have been to had I not been with this band. Well, I don't think so anyway. We travelled all over Ireland, naturally, and then we would tour the UK a couple of times a year, and then maybe once a year we'd go to the US. But wherever we went, we met Mayo people. So at the end of each gig, whether it was a dance or a concert or what have you, we always had to play and sing this song. I was the one that had to do the vocals on this one. So every time I hear it, it takes me back to those happy days in County Mayo. And I'm going to dedicate this to any Mayo person, no matter what part of the world you're listening to me in. This song is just for you, and I hope it brings back happy memories.
It's just a year ago today, I left old Erin's Isle. My heart was throbbing in the soft light of my Colleen's smile. In all my dreams I seem to hear her sweet voice soft and low. I know she's waiting where we said goodbye in old Mayo. For two Irish eyes are shining and an Irish heart is pining, where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Loving Irish arms will press me, and true Irish love caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo. Her Irish eyes like beacons shine all through the darkest night. I know their sweet love beams will always fill the world with light. The roses of her cheeks will lend enchantment to the scene. And when the shamrock wears the dew, I'll wed my sweet Colleen. For two Irish eyes are shining and an Irish heart is pining, where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Loving Irish arms will press me, and true Irish love caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo.
Patsy Watcorn and Moonlight in Mayo. Along with Brendan O'Dowda and Daniel, I like to fit in, if I possibly can, a Johnny McAvoy track on our Sounds Irish programme each week. I'm a big fan of Johnny. I think he's a wonderful musician. I term him as a minstrel. If ever there was a minstrel, Johnny McAvoy. Sings lovely, plays guitar nicely, writes a lot of his own material, but he didn't write this one. This one is entitled Yet Another Farewell Song on the Shores of Ameri-Kay.
I'm bidding farewell to the land of my youth and the homes I love so well, and the mountains grand of my own native land. I'm bidding them all farewell. With an aching heart I'll bid them adieu, for tomorrow I sail far away for the raging foam, for to seek a home on the shores of Ameri-Kay. It's not for the want of employment I'm going, it's not for the love of fame, that fortune bright may shine over me and give me a glorious name. It's not for the want of employment I'm gone on this weary and stormy sea, but to seek a home for my own true love on the shores of Ameri-Kay. And when I am bidding my last farewell, the tears like rain will blind, to think of my friends in my own native land and the homes I'm leaving behind. Ah, but if I'm to die on a foreign land and be buried so far, far away, no fond mother's tears will be shed o'er my grave on the shores of Ameri-Kay.
Well, Johnny McAvoy, bidding you all adieu, he says. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm bidding you all adieu. That's this week's programme. And I hope you've enjoyed it. My problem, you know, friends, is what tracks to leave out. I'll say, oh, I play this one. Oh, no, I play that one. But I fit them in on next week's programme. Now, friends, I hope you've enjoyed it. I've had a ball. This is Joe Bullard saying, well, before I say anything, I will say the email address, because I'm sure we've got new listeners coming on. I'm sure they would like to drop me a line if you've got a question to ask, a request, or if you're just curious. I'd love to hear from you. The email address is Everton, Everton, 274 at sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. As I say, particularly if you're a new listener, come on, drop me a line. Friends, this is Joe Bollard saying, may good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And no matter what part of the world you're in, we here in Ireland are sending you a big hello. Take care of yourselves and of one another. God bless you all. Travel safely. Sloan, bye.